This is AP News Minute. It's day two of the federal government shutdown, and Senate leaders offered no obvious solution to reopening the government. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said he would continue to lead a filibuster of the stopgap spending measure, while Majority Leader Mitch McConnell placed blame on Democrats. A compromise hinges on a deal to protect the so-called Dreamers who have been shielded against deportation after being brought into the country as minors. Vice President Mike Pence scolded Democrats over the shutdown, speaking to U.S. troops in Jordan on Sunday. Pence also met with Jordan's King Abdullah to talk about Mideast peace. Abdullah appealed to Pence, urging a restoration of trust and confidence following the Trump administration's decision to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital. Marking the one-year anniversary of the Trump presidency, women's marches continued around the world Sunday. In Paris, protesters gathered at the Eiffel Tower to rally against sexual misconduct and discrimination. In Las Vegas, groups using the march to launch an effort to register new voters in swing states in hopes of shifting control of Congress later this year. And the Pope is in Peru, wrapping up a trip marked by violent demonstrations. In a Sunday Mass, the Pope urged followers to remain faithful and to not give up. Robert Bumstead, Associated Press, with AP News Minute.